You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM, and we are joined in the studio by Kelly Kay from Kelly Kay Naturopath.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover, brought to you by station sponsor Kelly Kay Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It is Wellness Wednesdays time, and just about a week and a half to go until Easter, if my calculations are correct, which means sugar is all around us, and that is what we are talking about tonight. How to manage the influx of sugar in the form of chocolate, Easter chocolate, hot cross buns, Easter desserts, all these things that are just swarming us at the moment. Now, I do want to preface by saying I've been struggling a bit because I have actually decided to give up sugar over the Lenten period. So, thank you. So, I am definitely looking forward to my chocolate at Easter time.
Yeah.
But it's actually been very helpful for my sugar levels, which is great. But that aside, managing the influx of sugar at Easter time. Kelly, what are your tips around this?
Okay, well, first thing is to just be aware that it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
don't
you know,
be surprised.
Yeah, that's right. And not be too, you know, to try and put the guilt aside and not be too strict in terms of like restricting yourself.
Yeah.
What I would say is try and find something that you feel comfortable with to replace some of those cravings or some of the things that are coming in. So try and go for quality over quantity when it comes to things like chocolates, even things like hot cross buns or your actual Easter meals as well. Try and choose foods that are still delicious but that are also going to give you some nourishment.
Okay.
Or well, the other thing is when you are eating some of those discretionary foods, pair it with some other nourishing, healthier options as well.
Right.
So that you are having more of a balance plate when it comes to, you know, consuming these things.
Yeah. So if you're having a hot cross bun, maybe have some fruit with it or
exactly.
some, you know, celery sticks. Or, I don't know. That's a bit of a random combination.
Hot cross buns and celery sticks.
I'm just thinking if you don't like fruit, maybe some veggies.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, well, I'll leave the tips to you, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, one of my go-tos is when you're having chocolate, I tell this to my clients all the time.
Yeah.
Have your chocolate, don't restrict yourself, but have it with a handful of raw nuts and some fresh fruit, like you said. Then you're getting the protein, the healthy fats and the fiber with the sugars.
Yeah.
And that really makes a difference to how your body will receive that sugar, that carbohydrate, and how your body will process it, and it will be less impactful on you.
Okay. So maybe not a full chocolate egg breakfast on Easter morning, which is what I tend to do because I'm like, I've gone all Lent without sugar, so I'm going to treat myself. Maybe balance it with some
other
things.
Yeah, have something else. You know, have your scrambled eggs first, then I don't know.
Then the chocolate eggs.
Yeah, I mean, you can do what you want to do, but just know those consequences are going to be there.
Yeah, and what are some of the consequences? I mean, other than for people like me with type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes, seeing a spike in sugar levels, what are some of the other consequences that come from eating sugar?
Well, even if you don't have diabetes, there's a lot of people walking around who are insulin resistant already. So this is becoming a huge problem. And you don't have to be overweight to have insulin resistance. It's actually quite a common thing. So you can still get those sugar ups and downs.
Right.
They just, you probably won't be as noticeable as for someone like yourself. The other thing is that sugar is highly inflammatory. So it will drive, if you've got other conditions or symptoms like, I don't know, headaches or period pain or other types of pain, you know, it can drive some of those symptoms as well.
Yep.
And fatigue. Fatigue will be a big one.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll eventually get that sugar crash.
Yeah.
And that can lead to a real variable energy.
So thinking that sugar is going to give you this increase in energy, but it may not necessarily do that. It might actually give you the crash.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it'll give you the increase in energy for about, you know, maybe half an hour if you're lucky, and then you'll have
that big crash. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
The other thing we were chatting about off air is how to help others at Easter time. So perhaps not going above and beyond with the chocolate gifts. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of people around, or perhaps like yourself, who's diabetic, or perhaps you've got people in your life who are actually really struggling with trying to cut back on the sugar for whatever reason. There are other things you can do. So think about like some fancy tea or coffee or a movie date or, you know, a gift packed with some, you know, nuts or dried fruit. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, celery a bunch sticks. Of flowers, yeah. Yeah, everyone will be getting celery sticks from Maz. Just heads up. Yeah.
But yeah, like there a fruit are other basket. Things.
You know, there's other things that you can do to show love because it's a big part of our culture, you know. And sugar, we often show our love and appreciation and affection through sugar. And
we
celebrate through food and often sugary foods.
Yeah.
So you can still do that, but perhaps be creative in how you do that. And, you know, it's the same thing with, like, I used to ask my my parents, my husband's parents, to give our kids, like, a book or you know, a toy or something other than
chocolate.
You know, giving them the big egg. I mean, they love the big egg and they still get the big egg. But, but you know, there are other ways of celebrating as well.
And I think especially when you're young, you get so much chocolate from so many different people that even if one person gives you something other than chocolate, it makes a difference.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So maybe you can be that person for someone in your life, you know, give the fruit and the nuts or something like that rather than a block of chocolate or a box of fancy chocolates. But you're so right. That's what we use all the time. Like if it's an anniversary or Valentine's Day or Christmas or Easter.
Birthdays. Yep. Yeah, birthday cake.
Yeah,
know?
It's always chocolate.
Yeah.
Very interesting, isn't it? But yes, some really good practical tips there to cut back on sugar and manage some of those sugar cravings around Easter. Kelly Kay, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries.
And happy Easter.
You too. Sitting alone.